Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests. My name is Sean Kinder, and I am the Humanities Social Sciences Librarian here at Western. It is my distinct pleasure to welcome you to the 8th Annual Evelyn Thurman Young Readers Book Award Ceremony. This event provides us an opportunity to remember Evelyn Thurman and her contributions to children's librarianship and literacy, as well as a chance to honor Krista Carpenter and Mark Wayne Adams, this year's recipients of the award named in her honor. As you can imagine, this event is the culmination of many months of hard work, dedication, and planning. And I would like to thank many individuals who helped make this event possible. First, I would like to thank Connie Foster, Dean of Libraries, the Southern Kentucky Book Fest partners, our library department heads, Dr. Brian Coutts, Dina Groves, and Jonathan Jeffrey, friends of WKU Libraries, and the Library Advisory Council members. As chair of the committee organizing this event, I would like to acknowledge the members of the planning committee who gave so generously of their time and energy. Dina Groves, Roxanne Spencer, Lisa Rice, Jonathan Jeffrey, Renee Hill, Christy Lowry, Jennifer Wilson. Finally, I'd like to acknowledge Susan Brody, who provided additional support. We are very fortunate to have some of Evelyn's family members here with us today. So I'd like to invite Sylvia to stand up there at her table. And she might like to say a few words.
Certainly appreciate the wonderful lunch that we've had. And I'm so glad to be here again. It's just memories that I will cherish no doubt. And congratulations to the new recipients of the Evelyn Thurman Reader Book Award. And Evelyn was an amazing person. I'm just glad she got to do all the things that she did. And I just, again, appreciate being
here. Thank you, Sylvia. And we also have some other family members, Jeff Newton and your wife, Margaret. Would you like to stand up and just acknowledge the group? Thank you. You traveled a long way, and we thank you for coming. All right, our first guest today is Lisa Miller. She's one of our librarians here at Western. She has prepared a very special tribute to Evelyn Thurman that she would like to share with you. So without further ado, please help me welcome Lisa Miller.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I do hope you think it's special. Back in the spring, I was given a gift, and the gift was, Lisa, why don't you do a project on Miss Thurman like you did on the library last summer? This gift was given by my department head, Brian Coutts, for which I thank him, and also our dean, Connie Foster, for the support. It has been a real privilege getting to know Miss Thurman through listening to other people's stories about her. Some of you who are here today contributed stories. Some of you are going to. You just don't know it yet. Come see me after the luncheon. If you know anything about her, you're a candidate. The first thing, of course, you learn about her is her great generosity. The second thing is her even greater frugality. She could make a penny last a week and a dollar last a lifetime. She invented upcycling and perfected power walking. And she was the living embodiment of virtually every religion's instruction to give with a free heart and a pure intention. I ran across this in a letter while doing some Thurman family history in Burkesville last week. This was a letter from the 1960s from a lady who was researching the family, and I think it's very fitting. Most of this Thurman family have been industrious, hardworking, and thrifty, but interested in the future, not in the past. And I think that describes her to a T. So instead of listening to me talk, I thought it far wiser to share with you some of the words of the people I interviewed, along with the images from her travels, which were wide and varied. The slides, the travel slides, were loaned to us by her nephews, Jeff, who's here with us today, and Steve. I often feel as if she's right here looking over my shoulder, making sure I do everything properly. And I'm sure she would find some way to express her displeasure if ever I displeased her. So, Ms. Thurman, I hope that you are pleased.
Thank you.
Lisa, thank you so much. That was very moving and very poignant, and we appreciate it. We're delighted to welcome our guest speaker today, Galen Currington, who was going to talk about his friendship with Evelyn and how it related to one of her most prized possessions. So without further ado, please help me welcome Galen Currington.
Hello, I'm Galen. It took me a long time to get that car off of her, actually. About 5 years, actually, to get that car. I used to see her driving around it every now and then because, you know, she walked everywhere. And I used to work at Houchins down the street, and she would come in there. But most of the time, I didn't see the car at first. And then one day, she drove the car there, and I was like, oh, this woman owns this car. And so then I just started being nice to her and trying to get the car. You know, that's what you have to do sometimes. You just try to talk to her, sweet talk her. Hey, how are you, Miss Thurman? How's the car doing? So that's what I did. And then, so after 5 long years, she finally gave me a Christmas card, and I wish I could find it, but I can't find it. And it said, hope you're saving your money. I'm ready to sell my car. So, and then we had to take her down and go get the title for the car, and because she didn't know where it was, because she's had it all that time. But yeah, it was really sweet to see her kiss the hood ornament on the car as she gave it to me. It was pretty neat. So, thank you.
Thank you, Galen. That kind of personalizes her even more for us. We get to hear more things about her. All right. Each year, the committee scours the internet and databases looking for possible books that might be eligible for the Evelyn Thurman Young Readers Book Award. Potential winners must be written or illustrated by a Kentucky author or illustrator, or have a significant Kentucky-related theme. As always, we had some wonderful books to choose from, but there was a very special one, Jilly That's Silly, by Krista Carpenter and Mark Wayne Adams. Midwest Book Review said of the book that it, quote, has several positive messages to kids and parents that make the book fun to read. Dina Groves, one of the members of our award committee, summed it up best when she said, quote, the committee reviewed several great books. However, this particular book stood out. It has a very positive message to be true to who you are, and the whimsical illustrations are very colorful and eye-catching, end quote. You will all get a copy of the book, and I just want to say it now because in the rush to get out of here, sometimes we forget that the authors will be here to sign the book, so please take the opportunity to get your copy signed. Now, Connie, if you'd like to come forward, I'm going to introduce the first winner. Krista Carpenter was born in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. As a young girl, she dreamed of being on Broadway. Her very first job was the neighborhood babysitter. She would write plays and musicals, and her understudies would perform for the neighborhood. She usually had some sort of book or story that she would help her little clients put together. Krista went on to receive her college degree from the University of Central Florida in Orlando. She currently resides in Florida, where she enjoys teaching first graders to be leaders using Dr. Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Happy Kids. She is a mother of 2 wonderful children, Nicholas and Jillian, who inspire her to write, and they share their home with their funny dog, Eddie, and clever cat, Rex. In addition to writing plays, poetry, and stories, Krista enjoys embroidering t-shirts. Her success can be measured in many awards she has won. Here are just a few. The silver medalist from the Florida Publishers Association, silver medalist from the Independent Publisher Awards, honorable mention for the Eric Hoffer Awards. Jilly That Silly has either won or been a finalist for at least, and I may have my numbers wrong, for at least 7 awards since its publication. Now it has the distinction of winning another one, the Evelyn Thurman Young Readers Book Award for 2014. Everyone, please join me in congratulating Krista Carpenter.
Thank you so much. Oh, no, no. I drive a Volkswagen Jetta. When you're ready to buy that one. And I'm extremely honored. This is the least silliest thing that's ever happened to me. It's the most honorable thing. And just seeing the story of Evelyn's life inspires me and touched me, and I hope to use the sayings that people say about her to be a better person. And that is exactly what I do every day. I try to be a better person, accept my family the way they are, so that they can accept me the way I am. And I'm excited to go back and share this with my first graders and inspire them to be better people too. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Krista, very much.
And I can embroider a t-shirt.
There's a lot of things out there about people. I found that little detail. I had to include that.
Okay. I put that machine
up. All right, our second winner. Mark Wayne Adams was born in Dawson Springs, Kentucky, and at an early age showed great entrepreneurial spirit. He sold drawings in his third grade class. He graduated from Murray State University, where he received his BFA in drawing. He has illustrated over 40 books, but his first book, Miss Mary's Missing Book Bag, might particularly resonate with many of those in attendance today. As Mark said in an interview, quote, "Librarians compelled me to write my first book. My mother, a librarian for over 20 years, was the main character." Mark has worked for Walt Disney World Company, SeaWorld Orlando, GSI Architectural Sign Company, and is now the CEO of his own company. In addition to his ability to create diversity in his work using a variety of media and styles, Mark can draw very quickly. He can usually illustrate a 32-page book in about 30 days, which is incredibly fast when you consider that most illustrators take a year or 18 months to do so. Like Krista, Mark has been recognized by many associations, groups, and organizations. Among his awards are the Mom's Choice Gold Medal Award, the Indie Excellence Gold Medal, Dragon Pencil Book of the Year Award, and countless others. Now he can add another one to the list, the Evelyn Thurman Young Readers Book Award. Please help me congratulate Mark Wayne Adams.
This isn't the first time I've been honored for the thing I love to do, and seeing Evelyn's life and how she travels, and she does it not for herself, and I do this not for myself, and I do this for Bob. I see like 90,000 kids every year, and what she does is kind of a reflection of what I do. So, come on.
You're going to have us all crying. Okay. Thank you, Mark. That concludes our award ceremony today. On behalf of WKU Libraries, I want to thank each of you for coming today. It has been a pleasure being your host, and I hope the rest of your weekend is a pleasant one. The winners will be doing a book signing, so please don't forget to stop by and say hello. Thank you very much.